more important things, how are you?
Great, great, well. Well, you.
Your voice sounds great.
Well, I'll tell you, when I heard about this, I said, well, I mean, I have somebody told me to have legal problems. And I said, well, I said, we couldn't, we need you. That's amazing. We just can't. You know, at least, you know, I got to go to the Grove sometime, and I want you to be there, you know. You know, by the time I get there, I'll probably be in a group where they put over the side there, you know, the old guard. Well, what I want to tell you, too, is I've been sitting here, I'm at Camp David, actually, and we're sort of in, we're trying to work out all the appointments. We're having a, we're going to have a massive reorganization, which you'll be very pleased with, I'm sure, but any event. I've also been working on all of the letters and so forth for thousands of people that were contributed and so forth. And so I don't know. Yeah. Well, let me say that as I thought about it, you know, you think of a few indispensables. And as I've told you before, one of the indispensables was not only the endorsement of the Times in 46, which of course was essential in my ever getting the nomination as a congressman. But in 1950, I will never forget when Kyle Palmer, when I was in California, I didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't, you know, just a junior congressman. Kyle invited me to have lunch with him, and he took me to the old Biltmore. And I remember to say what I had. I had a tamale, one of those great big tamales. And Kyle, you know, he's sort of blunt. He sort of rumbled around. He said, well, Dave. He said, I don't think it's a good idea, but Norman told me that I should tell you that if you want to run for the Senate, Time will support you. And I said, well, you know, I told you that. But without that little word from you, I would have never run, and I'd never be here now. So, yeah. Because I'll tell you, you were the man, and what you have done through the years, your support has meant so much to me. I mean, not only in the paper, but I remember the time at the Grove after the, you know, before the 68, when you and Walter Annenberg came over to Caveman, you remember? Yeah, we had a good talk. Well, I'm going to keep him on for a while. I'm asking too, don't you think it's a good idea? He's doing it.